Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. As always, you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So Bonnie and I had an interesting day today, Aria. We went to a trial in a place that I've actually never been to of all my years here in New Hampshire, a little crappy little town called Claremont.
It seems like it used to not be crappy. It's kind of large and pretty, but run down and ghetto.
I'm familiar with Claremont. I've never heard of it or been there.
I've heard of it.
Right, yeah,
I've never heard of it. All I've heard about it over the years is that it was like this dying town for whatever reason. Maybe I think they had some industry at one point that went out of business and just the town kind of never came back from it.
That's true of a lot of places. Less so here in New Hampshire, I've noticed, but there are a lot of...
The economy's pretty decent, all things considered, but...
Yeah, that's why I literally tweeted, I was like, I'm here at the court in a place called Claremont. It's ghetto for New Hampshire.
Yeah, and that's just all I'd ever heard about the place. I guess it's lost a little bit of its population in the last decade. We pulled up some of the statistics on the town. It is technically a city. It's a smaller city. It's the only city in Sullivan County. And it makes Keene look like a real destination.
Yeah, I was happy to get back to Keene.
By comparison.
Well, Keene kind of is. I mean, for its size, Keene has a lot going on, and it's a very, very hipster kind of town, so it's very charming. It's got a lot of charm to it.
Yeah, this town looks like it just put down the crack pipe, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Keene doesn't have that. There are sections of Keene that look like they just put down the heroin needle.
Yeah.
Well, some that look like they just put down the crack pipe.
Every place has its scuzzy inhabitants and scratchy houses. But this place was literally, I noticed as we were pulling out that there was like right on one of the main street kind of circles that they have. They like to have their circles here in New Hampshire.
Good Lord, yes. They do.
And right on this circle was a prominent location that had, like, busted out windows up on the second floor. So just...
Every single thing was closed.
It was Monday. Most restaurants are closed on Monday.
Yeah, so but a lot of stuff was just closed for good. You could tell. Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of a new phenomenon, isn't it? Didn't that really begin during, like, the COVID-19 era? Because I don't remember it just being a thing where restaurants were regularly closed on Mondays and Tuesdays.
I've always said that to Ian, and Ian always goes, no, it's always been that way.
I've lived here for...
Maybe only in, like,
2006.
New Hampshire or something.
I think it's a small town thing. Maybe it's a New England small town thing, you know, because I haven't lived in any other small towns besides this place. But, yeah, it seems to be a thing that restaurants like to close on Mondays, some Tuesdays.
Like, why not Sunday? That's normal in, like, Utah and maybe the South.
Little Zoe's is closed on Sundays, I believe. And I've always found that to be strange because Sundays, Little Zoe's is the cryptocurrency accepting pizza place here in Keene. And, you know, Sundays is a big pizza day.
You would think.
Yeah.
Well, hey, whatever works for them. So anyway, the town's kind of junky, you know, kind of trashy, but not bad. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the worst place to live. Probably.
I didn't feel like I was in danger. It was more like a ghost town.
Yeah, just not too happening, I guess. And so we went to their court, which was one of the smallest, maybe the smallest court that I have yet attended in New Hampshire, and. It was, like, barely like a hole in the wall. I mean, I think if we had 30 people, that whole room would have been full to the max.
Yeah.
They actually, it was so kind of, I don't know if ghetto is the right word, but or low budget or whatever, that they actually, instead of the normal in court, you would have pews, right? Because it's church.
Right.
And it's the evil Satan, or evil, not Satan, but the evil government church.
Devil.
The devil, right. And they normally have pews for the parishioners to sit amongst. But here they just had, like, these old-looking chairs that you would see. You would see these in,
like in a church?
In a church. But, like, the stackable chairs, yeah, like we have over the Bitcoin Embassy. Like, just the cheap
the
chairs.
The little metal ones?
Yeah, the metal chairs with, like, the
really
cushions.
Hurt your butt after a while?
Yeah, they look like they were made in 1955 or something like that.
And you know how you normally have, like, a wooden bar type of thing with a door that separates like the pews from the front of the church,
right,
aka where the judge sits. There wasn't that. There was just like a bar.
Yeah, there was a literal metal sculpted bar that was like screwed into the floor.
Like the type that would be like in between you and someone else in a line, like you could go under it?
Yeah, you could go right under
it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. At least they didn't use one of those, right? Like one of those lines that they put up at grocery stores all over to make people navigate a rat.
Those are like the temporary
to keep
ones?
People safe during COVID-19 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't temporary. It was like always there. It was like metal and connected to the floor, but it was basically that.
Well, they call it crossing the bar when you go from the, in court, it's one of the terminologies that they use is when you go from the audience area to the area where court happens, you are crossing the bar. In this case, it literally was a bar that they were using. So it's very kind of old style setup. And interestingly, the chairs were zip tied together. I don't know if you noticed that, Bonnie.
I didn't notice.
But it was one of the first things I noticed when I looked down at the chairs. And I knew
maybe
exactly
so you can't
why.
Throw a chair at the judge.
Exactly why.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't want people picking up chairs and throwing them or moving
wrestling
them.
Wrestling style.
So, yeah.
What happens at this place that there's a risk of people throwing chairs
it's
at the
court.
Judge?
I know people get mad. They they don't want to have a potential weapon in there. So they zip tied all the chairs to one another. So
that's
very
insane.
Yeah.
I mean, you just stop doing things that make people so angry that they want to throw chairs at you. This is such a backwards solution to the problem.
Well, in this case, apparently normally one of the people who'd been to this court before says normally there's two security agents at this court because of its relatively small size. Today they had five security agents, so they knew.
And a cop.
There was at least one uniformed cop there. Yeah, I don't know if I would count if I'm counting him.
Cop that probably normally isn't there because it was like a judge cop.
Yeah,
I mean,
bailiff.
Court cop.
Right.
I think in New Hampshire that's overseen by the sheriff's department and the deputies and stuff, right?
It depends on the court. In New Hampshire, the superior courts are overseen by the county sheriffs, while the district courts are overseen by the what they call the administrative office of the courts, which is the Supreme Court, basically. They have their own security. So it's actually two different sets of court security. To add extra confusion to the matter.
Well, we wouldn't want it to be too transparent and sensible.
Right. And in this case, there wasn't much to get mad at besides the length of the hearing, which was unbearably long. It was a long time before the prosecution rested.
Oh my God.
She played
videos.
She was
terrible. She played the whole length of videos instead of like cutting out the important parts. Like, this is a live stream video that this guy went to this town doing to audit the police there. And she just played the whole thing and then would stop and say something like really leading to the witnesses. Like, don't you think that he was instructing his audience to say, do what he did? And then the defense was just immediately objection, and then
calls for speculation.
That's speculation, and it just went on and went on and went on.
Well, so, I suspect she had to play the entire video, right?
Not always.
Really? It's just like otherwise she would be, tampering with evidence or suppressing evidence or something.
It just depends. I mean,
since it was videos that everyone had already reviewed, I don't think that.
Well,
she
the jury may not. Well,
there's no
there
jury.
Was no jury.
Judge. In this case, it would just depend on what was relevant to the charges. I mean, him walking around the town isn't particularly relevant.
Okay.
Going in and confronting. So what happened in the case was Press NH Now, he's one of these First Amendment auditors, as they're called. These are people who have a video camera. They go into a government agency of some sort. Could be City Hall. Could be the police department. Could be, you fill in the blank, whichever agency they feel like auditing for the day. They go in and they just simply walk around in whatever the purported public areas are, and they just record things and comment about, what they're seeing, and then ultimately, it's only a matter of time before they encounter some government bureaucrats who cannot handle being on a camera and do not know how to respond to somebody exercising their First Amendment protected supposed right to be the media. And so inevitably you get some really golden footage out of some government bureaucrat completely losing their S over somebody walking around with a camera. So we'll tell you what that led to and why he got arrested coming up here, and then what ultimately happened.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160 and bring up anything you want to discuss. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Then get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And that is where you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Get the basics down before you decide to get in deeper by, for instance, buying some crypto, although we are seeing prices staying pretty steady at around just under $20,000 per Bitcoin. Don't forget, you don't need to buy an entire Bitcoin to get into cryptocurrency. You can buy 1% of a Bitcoin or even less if you want. So it's up to you how deep you go in. Probably shouldn't spend more than you can afford to lose because you never know what the future holds. But that said, the past has shown that it looks like the future is pretty bright for crypto. But you should get some of the basic concepts down first. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page and learn some of the basic concepts like decentralization and cutting out the banks and the governments from picture of money and how that benefits the power to the individual. So, in fact, when we get a chance, we might talk about the NFT craze seems to have cooled down by about 97%.
Wow. Proud to say I saw that one coming.
Yeah, for sure. I think we all saw that one coming.
But what about Tyler Hobbs?
Who was that?
That's pretty obscure. You have to explain that one.
He took over the LPNH Twitter account somehow.
No, Libertarian Party National.
Oh, sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah, the National Libertarian Party's Twitter account and started promoting his NFTs on there just a couple days ago, and nobody's gotten the password back from him yet.
Oh, I think I'd heard about that.
Yeah, pretty entertaining.
I mean, I would have expected them to be using some sort of secure two-factor authentication.
Apparently not.
And I thought you kind of had to get that blue check mark. But
there goes that 300,000 follower account.
Is that how many they have?
Yeah, almost.
Well, at least that means something. That the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is now probably going to be the most followed.
That's
real
the
one.
Truth. Yeah, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is now the number one most followed Libertarian Party.
They beat
account.
Texas. It used to be Texas.
Did they blow up the national one then?
I mean, it's still there. It's just owned by, well, it said Tyler Hobbs for a little while, and then it changed its name again to just the period.
Well,
like the period at the end of a sentence.
Presumably they'll get it back at some point.
I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
I don't either. But surely Twitter has a mechanism in place for, you know, restoring a political party's control to its Twitter.
But
it's embarrassing.
But Twitter doesn't want to because they don't like them?
Who knows? And who knows how long it'll take them if they actually do. So anyway, Bonnie and I were at this trial today for Press NH Now. And that's he's got a YouTube. I don't know if he's on Odyssey, but he definitely has a YouTube. He's one of the, I guess, you know, fairly popular First Amendment auditors. He goes to different government bureaucracies. He records video. Sometimes they arrest him for it. And that's what happened in this case.
First Amendment auditing is, I admire these people. When it's done well and mm-hmm. when it's entertaining, I admire these people. Some of them yeah. aren't as entertaining as others, and some of them are just like, okay, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, but I don't find your videos entertaining. When they're entertaining and informative, it's some of the best content out
yeah,
there.
A yeah, a lot of them that I've seen outside of New Hampshire just seem to be like crackheads who aren't making a whole lot of sense, and they just know they don't like cops. And it's not as entertaining, but Joe for Breaking the Flaw and this guy Press NH Now, oh my God, they're so great.
Yeah, they know their rights, and they are not afraid to assert their rights. And
they're well-spoken. They're not just like crackheads.
It's always entertaining to see someone stand up for themselves against
yes.
the police. And so that's one of the reasons I think a lot of people watch these channels. So he goes to this town called Charlestown, which is just south of where the trial was. The trial was at
Claremont
District Court. And so Charlestown's a town to the south there, and he went to this town. There was some issues with trashy people, like, threatening him. The
sure.
police chief's son apparently is a drug dealer, allegedly, in the town, and so there was some sort of an issue there. He got into it with some bureaucrat inside City Hall, like one of the town selectmen at some point, and there was, I guess he put in a Freedom of Information Act request at some point. And I just, sorry for not knowing all the details of the,
right.
the pre-story. There's, you know, there's a lot. I don't watch his account regularly because these guys stream for, in some cases, hours at a time.
They're but lots lengthy. Of people do. These yeah. people have little armies of
they've,
fans.
They've got a lot of fans. And in this case, he ended up getting arrested for what his fans were doing. So this turned out to be a total free speech case, as I will explain here. So he shows back up in this town on to get his 91A, as they call it here, the Freedom of Information Act. They call it in New Hampshire 91A. That's based on the statute number that is the
RSA
Freedom of Information.
91A?
Correct. Yes, so it's the Freedom of Information statute. He filed one of these things asking for whatever information they had on him, I think, was what he was looking for. And so the police chief contacts him and says, yep, you can come get it. And he says, well, why can't you email it to me? Well, you have to come get it.
That's silly.
That's policy. That's how it is.
Yeah, and so he
email,
has to
I mean, that sounds like the state. I mean, there's a faster, better, easier method other than delivering this information. And then, no, you have to come get it in person.
Right. So, you know, the trap was set. And they told him he had to come out to get the thing that he wanted to get. He comes out, drives 2 hours, he says. So he lives somewhere over, you know, Manchester or slightly east of there. And drives 2 hours to come to this little podunk town on the, like, the western end. This is, like, right on the border with Vermont. So about as far west as you can go.
So you're saying they set a trap for him?
Well,
I don't
that's
know if
there's
necessarily a trap.
They didn't arrest him immediately upon arrival. But they did arrest him when he came to get this. So he goes into the police station and asks for his file. The overweight dispatcher who's behind the counter there is not being particularly helpful. She refuses to identify herself. She testified today explaining that the reason she refused to identify herself, which, by the way, is a violation of the Constitution when a bureaucrat refuses to identify themselves because...
New Hampshire or federal?
New Hampshire. New Hampshire's Article 8, if I recall correctly, of the Bill of Rights, specifies that government should be open, accountable, and transparent. And in order to be those things, you have to know who the hell you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
She did give him her badge number, but she refused to give her identity.
And these issues have been hashed out in front of the New Hampshire Supreme Court, I'm assuming, right?
I presume. I mean, she wasn't held accountable for this in any way, shape, or form, at least not yet.
What was her explanation for it?
She claimed she was worried because she was all alone, and he had people watching on the stream, and she didn't want
over
them
the
to
internet?
Know.
Over the internet?
Yeah, because he's streaming live right. everywhere he goes.
Yeah, well,
what
but
are they going to do over the internet?
If, just from having her name. They knew her exact location yeah. in that moment.
Well, the thing
but
is,
if they had her name, she would have died.
Thing is, if she had simply given her name, maybe she would have avoided what came next, which was a barrage of phone calls coming into the police dispatch center from his viewers trying to find out what her name was.
But they did not, to be clear, they did not call 911. They used like
called
the 603 number.
Yeah, the normal number, correct. So that's where the trouble began for Press NH Now.
But there's something illegal about that.
I agree. That didn't stop him from being arrested and charged with obstructing government administration and disorderly conduct, the police's favorite catch-all.
Violently arrested, because we saw the video today, was bad.
Well, it wasn't like they smashed his head on the pavement, but we'll continue here and talk more about it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden promised to, quote, rebuild it all after arriving in Puerto Rico to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona, as tens of thousands of people remain without power 2 weeks after the storm hit.
Thank you, Governor, for your partnership as we work together to help rebuild Puerto Rico. And I mean rebuild it all, and rebuild it in a resilient way, so you don't, when storms come again, which they will, they're not having the damage they caused before.
Biden announced the administration will provide $60 million through last year's bipartisan infrastructure law. The Supreme Court is still investigating how a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked and has yet to issue a report or disclose the identity of the leaker. This is USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thank you to Richard Thompson-Paul for being a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. Richard is a gold amplifier. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that name correctly, but thank you for your support out there. You can join us at amps.freetalklive.com, and you can use your credit card, debit card, or even your PayPal account to join our Patreon and get special access to perks like access to the AMP-only podcast that includes the full radio show. We recently switched our normal podcast to just feature the Daily Digest, expecting that that might actually make it a little bit more shareable since it wouldn't be 2 hours long every single night. The Daily Digest usually clocks in just under an hour. So if you want that full 2-hour full radio show experience, you can get that through our AMPS program. Go to amps.freetalklive.com. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're going to go to the phones here, and then we'll talk more about the trial that Bonnie and I attended today that ultimately, surprisingly, turned into a victory for the person who was on trial.
Well, not a victory, right? There's never a victory when you're dealing with the state. It's only a matter of how much can you minimize your losses.
That is a good point, Aria, but still, it felt good to have him not go to jail.
That's fair.
Today. Let's go to Renee, though, first. Listening in Louisiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Renee.
Yeah, my concern with these electric cars, you know, my perception is that when you get these electric cars, they're not going to have enough battery material for the entire population. So, you know, it seems to me like only the people in the government and the party elites going to get these electric cars. And since there's a limited amount of battery material, I mean, are they going to take all our cell phones to make ends meet to make sure they even have more battery material for just a few more people in the party in the top?
Well, wait, you said you think they're going to take our cell phones to make battery material?
Yeah, I mean, how many people have cell phones? There's a few more electric cars for those party elites. They might want us to use pay phones. You know, the hell with the poor people. They're already taking the poor people's guns, money, their kids.
Well, the good news, Renee, is that necessity is the mother of invention. And so when some sort of new power source is needed, people manage to figure out a way to make it happen. I'm not somebody who really worries about shortage or lack. I think that there is a certain lack mentality amongst people on the planet, and I think those people are misinformed about kind of the way things tend to be. There's always some new form of energy that we haven't found yet, or we're just on the cusp of finding.
Yeah, that's what you should be worried about the government keeping from us, is knowledge of how to actually get free energy from the air.
Yeah, I think there are some legitimate concerns about these batteries. What's that?
The space program ramping up to go get more minerals out in the moon or something, on Mars. I mean, they're ramping
up. That sounds like a really expensive
proposal.
I don't know how economical that's going to be, but and if it's the governments that are doing that, then it'll be a huge waste of money in that case, because
yeah,
they
always
spend too
much. It wouldn't be economical at all to mine anything from even the moon, which humans have been to, would be astronomically expensive. No
so
pun intended.
Yeah.
But Mars, humans haven't even set foot on.
Right.
Sure, we could probably send some robots up there to do that, but
and they might at some
point.
They
might,
but
it's not going to happen anytime soon, and it's going to be extremely expensive. And there's no way to mine anything on Mars that would be cost-effective unless it was just something that you absolutely could not find on Earth.
Yeah, and who knows what's up there? I mean, I don't think they've done a whole lot of sampling of things. I did hear something about the Mars rover did just do a dig at some point, that, like, it actually stuck something into the ground. I didn't read anything further on what, if anything, special it may have found there. But, Renee, I do understand the concerns about the battery technology. They are incredibly expensive. The batteries are a huge expense on these electric cars.
And bad for the environment.
Yeah, well, and also,
and they involve child slavery, and
there's that,
child maiming.
And right, and no one talks about the fact that things like coal are being burned to provide the electricity to charge the battery. So this sort of mythology surrounding these cars.
And to, like, power the machines that do the mining, right? That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either. I don't know.
At least gasoline. Gasoline powers the, like, cats or whatever.
Please.
Yes, Renee.
I'm from a state that not only has buku fossil fuel, but buku sugar cane. Why can't we just formulate a new kind of fuel or make machines work on alcohol? We got buku sugar cane in the world.
I think they have a way of running things off of alcohol, but again, I'm not an expert on these things. Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it.
Matt told me about cars that run on alcohol and that they smell good when they go by.
Hmm. Isn't that effectively what ethanol is?
Yes, I believe so. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So Bonnie and I were in court with what seemed to be maybe a dozen other supporters.
Yeah.
It seemed like there were a fair number of people.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah, and most of the people I didn't recognize. There was one lady that I did recognize, and Joa came out. And the rest of them, I don't think
there's
I'd
like
ever seen
five people I'd never seen before that seemed to be kind of like fans of his. One was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Mostly older folks, too. Like people probably in their 50s or 60s.
Yeah, when we walked in, there was a guy talking to the bailiff, like, have you ever heard of the New World Order? You know what that is? It's bad stuff. You should look it up.
Yep. And so, let's see. So, the trial, I was recapping what happened. So, this First Amendment auditor, his channel is called Press NH Now. And his real name's Mark. I didn't even know that, I don't think, before today.
I would hope if he's smart enough to be a First Amendment auditor, he's smart enough to also be on Odyssey.
I would hope so, but, you know, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Anyway,
are you looking, Bonnie?
Yeah,
he showed up at the police station in Charlestown, New Hampshire, to pick up a Freedom of Information Act request. And while he was in there trying to get the information from these bureaucrats, or this one bureaucrat, because there was no one else there, it's a small town, so they have, like, a dispatcher and one person on duty. In this case, the police chief was the one person on duty. He claimed under oath today that it was because they're short-staffed, they don't have as many officers as they might like to, because guess what? It's hard to find people that want to be police these days, given all the negatives of the job and that people
well, thank
hate
goodness.
Them.
Good job, America. Keep it up.
Yeah, indeed. So he's there. He asked for the paperwork. She checks in with the chief. He, by the way, refuses, not the chief, but Press NH now, refused to identify himself.
Which is fine. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to, but it does complicate things, right? Like, well, okay, well, how do I know who you are if you're here to pick up a thing? If you're not, you know, are you the person you say you are? Anyway, the chief told her, just look in this file. If the picture that's in the file matches the person, just go ahead and hand it to him. So the picture matched. She hands in the file.
That seems reasonable.
And he looks at the information and he says, I want to talk to the chief. Because there's not what he asked for. He says the information that he asked for, which included like phone calls or whatever, voicemail, etc., none of that's there. It's just some text information, and that was it. It's like, well, where's the full info? I want to talk to the chief directly. And what happened was this woman refused to identify herself. And that's one of the regular questions that you'll hear a First Amendment auditor ask when you, if you ever watch their videos of them going into different bureaucracies, is, oh, well, what's your name? Well, what's your name? You know, get the IDs right. of these bureaucrats. You can, if you need to, file a complaint about them later, potentially try to get them fired for violating your rights or whatever. So it's an important question to ask. This woman refuses to give that information. She gives her badge number instead, and as a result, his viewers start calling in on the police call-in number. Not 911, but the regular
but
number.
But he requested them to do this.
He
right?
never out loud said, hey, you guys, call in. He does say, like, you know, she's, like, the phone answering person. I might need you guys' help. Things like that.
Yeah, he never came right out and specifically said, you need to call this bitch or anything like that.
I don't think it would have been illegal if he had. Right?
I don't think it would have either. It would have made the case a little maybe trickier. But what he did say at one point was something to the effect of, well, if you wanted to call and find out her name, you could. Right. So he did kind of throw out a suggestion.
Then the commenters started posting the phone number.
Right. And then boom.
But he did not give out the phone number.
No, nope.
He did. He actually got a card from one of the officers previously that he'd shown on the screen. But it's a public phone number.
Sure.
Anybody with, you know,
yeah, Google also shows the phone number.
Find this phone number.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're regaling you with what happened today in Claremont District Court in a crappy little town on the west side of New Hampshire, right across the border, literally right across the river from Vermont.
It could be cute. It could be made cute. More people that care about liberty need to move here and take over Claremont because it could be so cute if it was taken over. Could by non-crackheads.
Could be, yeah. It's going to need a little bit of money in repairs, fix some broken windows. But there's plenty of, like, opportunities, right? Because there's literally empty buildings that just need new owners and people to put something there. But then again,
it's not easy to breathe life into a dying town.
Yeah, why do you want to build a new business in a town that's dying? That's a tough, you know, tough thing. Like, which, you know, is it, what's the term for it? Chicken or the egg, right? So, like, you know, what do you breathe money into a dying town and hope that it, you know, comes back to life? I mean, well, it's a pretty big risk.
The greatest subs known to mankind are in Claremont.
That's true. Best subs, I think, was what it was.
Best subs known to mankind.
That's about all they have, but we
that's
did
the name
there.
Of a restaurant.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, okay, sure, I guess. I mean, a sandwich is a sandwich, but okay.
It was fine.
It was fine.
I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do with a sandwich,
right?
No, there
really isn't. But they didn't get it wrong, so, like, you know, it was pretty good. And it was the only place open, basically.
And the service was nice, so I'm not actually complaining. It was just funny.
It was kind of funny because we went in there and, you know, we ordered whatever we were going to order, and I said, do you take gold? And without missing a beat, the guy's like, yeah. I said,
nice.
You take gold? Because I was surprised. Most people wouldn't say yes to that question. Most people are surprised about the question.
Or confused.
Stunned or confused. And he says, yeah, man, we'll take gold. What was it?
Chips.
Like chips. Not chips, but like
slices.
I don't remember what word
shards?
He used. Shards or whatever, right? Like little bits of gold. He's like, yeah, sure. We'll like, so I pulled the gold backs out of my wallet. I'm really? And then he was pretty amazed by the gold backs.
I'm sure.
And
he had been joking.
About
taking the shards or whatever.
He was
like, yeah, sure, we'll take gold. Ha ha ha. Joking back with Ian.
Yeah, he wasn't the boss. He thought, right, he thought I was kidding.
Right.
Right? Turned out he wasn't.
Who the
owner.
Hell kids about
it was
buying
pretty
something
funny.
With gold?
It was funny. Just like, didn't miss a beat like Ian said. We were all like, really?
Yeah, and it turns out he's not the owner, so he really ultimately couldn't make the decision, but he did say he would show them, because I left one for, you know, top of my tip. He said he'd show the owner when he came back in. But it was just
and he just was really amazed by him, so, and that's always just so fun to show
people.
If it's
a locally owned place, there's a really good chance that, you know, we can get them to take gold.
Indeed, although I can't say I would regularly make the trip, the hour-long drive up to Claremont.
Even for the best subs known to mankind. Even the guy behind us was like, those are a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I think the guy behind us made a comment like, yeah, at least you know what you're getting or something like
that,
right?
He said at least it's real value.
Right. Yep. Yeah, he instantly got it. Just
welcome to New Hampshire,
the random New Hampshire guy behind us, you know. So bullionmax.com/FTL is where you can go to get some gold backs. They've got those now, including the brand new Wyoming ones, although they may sell out fast. The demand.
Now I've got to go order the Wyoming ones.
The demand for the gold back is pretty crazy because people get these things. It actually allows you to use gold in real life. This isn't for the, I just want to clarify, the gold back is a beautiful interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet. This is for using gold. If you just want to get the lowest price per ounce, you can get that from BullionMax as well. Like, you can just buy ounces of gold or silver or whatever and just stack them somewhere and hope that they go up in value. So if you're looking to just stack gold, you probably don't want to get gold backs for that reason. If you want gold you can spend that's as small in a denomination as 1/1000th of an ounce, then you want the gold back because it's amazing. There's nothing else like it. Gold shards would not be spendable, right? Because you wouldn't easily be able to weigh them. You'll lose them. They're really small. But gold backs.
And you don't want to lose gold.
No, definitely not.
And plus, you wouldn't be able to identify it to somebody, some stranger who you want to buy eggs from. You wouldn't be able to prove to that person that it's gold.
Yeah. It's just this piece of gold, right? But in the case of the gold back, you could literally take what would normally be a small, tiny little shard, a speck of gold, and it's spread like atomically thin across this plastic, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. You really, if you haven't seen them, go get some, and you'll amaze yourself with them. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. It'll take you right to their gold back page. bullionmax.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, back to the story. So Press NH now, he's in the police department in Charlestown, New Hampshire. He's been handed his 91A Freedom of Information Act request. It didn't have what he wanted, though, so he demands that the police chief show up. Dispatcher calls the police chief. This is as the dispatcher is getting call after call after call from presumably from Press NH Now's viewers, because he's live streaming it on YouTube with something like 600 viewers. So there's a bunch of people who are picking up their phone, and they're calling this dispatcher to let the dispatcher know they don't appreciate...
That she's fat.
Well, I don't know if that's what... Who knows what they said to her, but they...
I hope they wouldn't say something like that.
Well, they were insulting her, and she said that she didn't even want to repeat or relive what they were saying to her.
Yeah, you never know what anonymous people on the internet are going to say or do, but...
That's so gross, though. I mean, there's so many better ways that you can insult someone than attacking them for being overweight.
I mean, I don't disagree with you on that, but that's the thing with anonymous hordes. Yeah. You don't get to control what the hordes do. And so he wasn't trying to tell people what to do. He just gave them the phone number at one point and said, hey, if you want to find out what this lady's name is, you could call and ask. Because she wouldn't tell him what her name was. So a bunch of them called in to try to get that information out of her, because that's what government bureaucrats are supposed to do, is identify themselves if you ask them to. And so she's fielding call after call after call. Police chief shows up. They have some sort of back and forth as he kind of walks in the door. And then the police chief steps away from the interaction with Press NH Now and goes in, pokes his head into the dispatcher area. And because he says he heard all the calls coming in, which seemed like a high volume of calls. And he asked the dispatcher something to the effect of, are these calls coming from his viewers? And so, obviously, she wouldn't know for sure where they were coming from, per se, but she presumed that they were.
Right.
And she said, yeah.
So then he turned around and told Press NH Now that he's under arrest for obstructing government administration and ultimately hit him with a disorderly conduct charge. And then Press NH Now did not turn around fast enough for the liking of this chief, so the chief began shouting at the top of his lungs.
Like a psychopath.
And then ultimately...
Well, he is a psychopath. Yeah. He's the chief psychopath.
Yep.
Yes. Ultimately,
but But they have no way of proving. There's so many things wrong with this. They have no way of proving that these were, in fact, his viewers, first of all. Mm-hmm. And even if they were, there's nothing illegal about them calling to find out this information.
No, there's not. They don't like it because it distracts them from doing whatever other things they might normally be doing.
Shooting
like
black people?
Ruining people's lives and that sort of thing. But, of course, the way they put it in court was that, oh, well, because of all these calls coming in, which are, you know, just people asking questions or whatever, or expressing their frustration, maybe in an uncouth manner, but regardless.
And do we even know how many calls there were?
They made it sound like it was more than they'd ever received. And that it went on and on for 3 days.
She said she didn't stop answering calls for the rest of her 5 hours she was there.
Yeah. He did say there was a lull in them in the middle of the night, but beyond that, it was just nonstop. Phones ringing off the hook. They had 5 lines.
Which is fantastic. I think that that's exactly what that lady deserved for not giving her information.
I mean, there was no harm done. She just had to answer the phone.
Well, the claim is that it blocked legitimate, quote-unquote, calls from, say, 911 or whatever. And interestingly, they admitted at the hearing today, which I do have video of, and it will go online probably within the next day or so, but they admitted that the way they had their phone line set up didn't have a protected 911 line. So 911 would just roll into their normal 5 lines that they had there. So if there were 5 regular calls that were on hold, 911 would end up rolling over to some other town to get taken, and then that makes it more complicated because bureaucracy sucks and they can't talk to
one
another.
It should be on its own distinct line that has priority.
Yeah,
duh.
They didn't have that. So actually, this actually spurred that to happen. They should actually thank these people for getting them to make their lines set up correctly. So now they actually do have a reserved line that just rings in through 911.
And when the police chief was explaining this today while testifying, he said somehow through the magic of the telephones, it works like this, and he was explaining, and I just looked at Ian like, I can't believe he just said that, like, that just, I don't know much about telephony, but I wouldn't say it like that. It just works somehow through the magic of telephones, and it goes to the other towns when we don't pick up type of thing. So ridiculous.
So they could have legitimately blocked actual 911 calls, but it would have been their fault.
That's not their intention.
Right, it would have been the fault of the police department for not having things set up correctly.
Correct. Yep.
Exactly. Absolutely insane. But now they fixed that, so.
They did fix that.
Well done, Preston H. Now.
The number is 603-283-6160, and ultimately the judge found him not guilty. And we'll talk a little bit more about what happened during the trial and how awful the prosecutor was. It was pretty crazy, and she was clear.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.